Well, I think it was, you know, it's the first team to four wins in a hockey series, and to be honest with you, you know, dismantling, I'm not sure. You know, it was an ugly hockey game. I thought it was a team that, you know, came home, in front of a decent crowd, and I thought Vic didn't really have a ton of rhythm. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't think our group had a ton of rhythm tonight, too. We were lucky to find a way to, you know, on our power play to go 2-for-6, and that was a nice thing to see, because we're going to need that. And then a, you know, solid goaltending performance by Carter. But I think there was still a lot of things that we can correct and try to get better at tomorrow, because I think Victoria is going to be a lot better team tomorrow with, you know, I'm sure they don't want to go down 3-1 headed into our building.
How important was Carter Hart in the first few minutes of this game tonight?
Well, he did his job. Of course, he made the saves he needed to make to keep it at bay. I mean, we've talked about it all year on how good we've been when we score that first goal, and it was evident again tonight. And, you know, he did his job. Through the first 30 minutes of hockey game, we gave up 7 shots, so... You know, we must have did something well as a team as well there. But, you know, I still thought just both teams didn't look too sharp tonight, and it kind of was a sloppy hockey game.
In some sense, when you look at the lineup sheet and you notice a guy missing, we saw Jack Walker out of the mix here this evening for Victoria. How much do you think that could have made an impact, adjustments that you also make as well when you see something like that happen all of a sudden? What were they?
Well, I don't think anything. I mean, our guys, to be honest with you, nowadays these kids don't pay too much attention to that stuff. I think, the media does, and maybe the coaches pay a little bit more attention to it. But, you know, he's a big part of their hockey team. He brings a ton of speed. He's a pro-like player. So I'm sure that's a huge loss for their hockey team, along with Walford, who hasn't played the last couple nights. So I'm sure that we'll see them at some point again in this series, and as playoff hockey guys battle through those things. And, you know, well, we got to be prepared to whoever we're going to play against on that Royal team, because they still have a good hockey club.
All right, 2-1. That's the series lead. Mitch, thank you. Congratulations, and go and enjoy now.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Mitch Love joining us live upstairs.